Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So yesterday we had the Senate vote on overturning the president's national emergency. And one of the 12 Republican senators to vote against the president's national emergency was Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri. And we're very pleased to be able to speak with Senator Blunt today. Senator, thank you so much for squeezing us in. It's great to speak with you.
Hey, Annie. It's great to talk to you, and thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely.
Particularly when you're talking about good humor and comedy and getting along. And
yeah.
All of that.
Well, on that note.
Forget that.
Yeah. So we got that out of the way. Check that box.
Moving on. Right.
Well, you know, I think it's important to give you an opportunity to speak to the people, your constituents, about why you voted the way you did. And I said yesterday, listen, I live right across the river and I commute into Missouri every day. I've got Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth. I know how they're going to vote on everything. So when your name came up as one of these 12 senators to vote not in favor of the president's national emergency, first, I'll just give you the opportunity to tell us, why'd you vote that way?
Well, sure. And, you know, since this first came up about 6 weeks ago, I've been saying every chance I had that this would be a problem for me because I think it potentially sets a new standard for emergencies that we've never had before. I've talked to the White House about it a number of times. I was standing by the president on Wednesday when he and I talked about it. I'm supportive of what he's trying to do here, but I'm also supportive of the constitutional way to do it. And the president knows, and anybody that pays any attention knows, I've been very supportive of him, and particularly on the border issues. But when you ask the Congress for money and then don't get it and then declare an emergency, nobody's ever used the emergency statute that way before. The emergency statute's always been used before in the 58 times it's been used since 1976, on things that were like right after 9/11, where this truly is something that the country hadn't had time to talk about in the normal process. And I'm hopeful the president will work with us to kind of dial back some of the ability of future presidents to use the emergencies in the way they might want to. And, the last power that the Congress has in that balance of power is the power of the purse, the power to appropriate. When you do that on an issue that's been hotly debated for 3 years now, since the president came down the escalator and then decide, no, that's an emergency. We don't need to go through the normal constitutional process. I think it's a problem. Now, if I'd have voted the other way, it would still be exactly the situation we're in today. There are not enough votes to override the president's veto. The courts will decide this at some future point, and they may decide that any future president can decide in these 130 different statutes, 30 of which are in energy, by the way, where you can declare an emergency, that any future president can do that. I think that would be a bad thing, so I'm trying to convince the president, and I think he wants to be helpful in finding a way to dial this back to where you can't have a climate change emergency, or you can't have a gun emergency, or you can't have a whatever emergency, a Medicare for all emergency, a health emergency. That's not the kind of country we want to be, and I'm fully supportive of what the president's trying to do. I think he could have done it without using the emergency statute and probably built more wall quicker. And he knows I think that.
So,
and
Senator,
you know, we got off to a really good start, the president and I did. I chaired the inauguration when he was sworn in. That was really our first extended time together. And I like him, and I think he likes me. And I told him what I was going to do, and I believe he, while he didn't agree with that, I think he appreciated a face-to-face discussion about here's what I'm going to do and here's why I'm going to do it.
This is what I hear. We're speaking with Senator Roy Blunt, one of the 12 Republican senators to vote against the national emergency yesterday. A lot of callers getting a lot of tweets. I'm sure that you're getting all of the same things and extensively so. But folks don't think that precedent matters to the Democrats. Folks think that the Democrats are going to get into power and that they are going to do this whether Donald Trump does it or not. It makes it easier to say Trump did this, so we're going to do it. But a lot of Republicans, and I'll put myself in this category as well, feel like these are things that the Democrats do regardless. And we're kind of tired of being the only ones who don't get to the
table.
Well,
we've had lots of Democrats have been president since 1976, including Barack Obama for 8 years, and nobody ever tried to do this before.
Mm-hmm.
And once you establish the idea that
isn't it like Harry Reid, though, going nuclear option on confirming a justice? I mean,
changing the Senate rules is different than ignoring the Constitution, in
mm-hmm.
my view.
Okay.
You know, it's a clear Article 1 power. The Article 1, it's a clear power, specific, it's not an amendment, it's clearly in Article 1 that the Congress appropriates the money, and all those appropriations bills start in the House, even the closer to the body closest to the people. That is the biggest of all the balance of power issues. And there are two things that could happen here. You know, the court could decide that maybe as late as 2 years from now. I think that's why this will not be a speedy way to build the wall necessarily. The court, and there's plenty of money available that the president will use before we get to the emergency, and we can talk about that if you want to. But the court could decide, like they did with President Truman, no, presidents don't have the ability to do things like nationalize the steel industry because it's a national security issue. Or they could decide, no, that's really not up to the courts to decide what an emergency is, as long as there's a statute that allows it, and Congress hasn't changed it, and of course to change it, you have to have the president sign it, and Congress hasn't changed it, then that's not our job. And so Democrats are already talking, as you know, about climate change emergency, gun emergency, and other emergencies. Nobody's done this up till now, so I think that's a pretty hollow argument. The courts may define it in a good way, so it's clear that not only can this president not do it, but no other president can either. That would be a good way for the future, but I'd rather help the president do what he wants to do and secure the border, and then hopefully he has shown some inclination going forward to work with us to try to further define what an emergency really is and what part Congress has to play in that before it becomes a long-term emergency.
Senator Blunt,
it just doesn't end.
A lot of the Democrats have been calling this a fake national emergency. Would you agree with them on that?
No, I wouldn't agree with them on that. I think it's a problem. I think that what I might disagree with would be, is it an emergency if it's a problem you've been debating for months or years? You know, the recent onslaught at the border, that's been out there for at least a year. The immigration and the border has been a problem. Remember, coming down the escalator and getting off, candidate Trump talked about this as an issue. I think 9/11 is an emergency. I think some border issue where we have reasons to be involved that involves other countries where the president has to do something immediately is an emergency. I think this is a big problem, and I've done everything I can to try to help the president solve that problem and intend to continue to do that. Remember, the president, we just now started building 85 miles of wall that the Congress provided money for well over a year ago. To get ready to actually build takes a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The president got that much money again this year. That $1.34 billion it will take longer than you think to spend. The president on his own can come up with $600 million of forfeiture money, which is totally within his purview. And the president, frankly, can take as much as $4 billion of defense money, particularly defense money in the, there's $2.5 billion in a drug corridors area that's, that even mentions building fences there. And there's money to do this. I want to help the president do this. You know, and the bottom line for anybody who thanks, gee, that really bad Roy Blunt changed the world here. We're exactly where the president knew we would be when he set out to do this. He knew it was very likely that at least four Republicans in the Senate would vote to disapprove. He knew it was almost certain that the House would vote to disapprove. He knew that he would veto, and that veto would be upheld. And he also knew that the court, over a matter of long months, would decide whether this is an emergency or not, and we'll see what they have to say. But I do know what the Constitution says, and if I was the president and I had this authority and wanted to test it, might use it. But you know, the oath I take is to the Constitution and to keep, try to maintain the balance of power in the country. And many of the people that you're talking to today were people that 3 or 4 years ago were want to be sure we held to the letter of the Constitution. In terms of the Congress, it doesn't get bigger than how you spend the money. That's how you set policy. And I want to do everything I can to help the president do what he's trying to do here. I'm fully supportive of it.
Sure.
Senator, I also want to be sure that I maintain the integrity of what I see as the integrity of the process going forward.
Senator Blunt, I think you've done a really good job of explaining why you voted the way you voted. And whenever you cast a vote like that, obviously there are going to be people who are going to like it. They're going to people. It's not like you're ever going to cast a vote and everyone's like, that was it. That's the one. He did that 100% right. So I think it's important to understand why you voted the way you did. But then there's always the next thing that comes, which is the political game that follows. I want to play for you Chuck Schumer here.
It shouldn't be so unusual for members of the president's own party to stand with us and hold him to account when he does wrong, especially a president who so overreaches. But I'm thankful that Republican senators did the right thing. I applaud them for it. Let's hope that these votes this week are green shoots. Republicans, out of courage, out of principle, and maybe out of exasperation, are beginning to constrain the president when he goes too far.
Your colleague Chuck Schumer suggesting possibly you voted this way out of courage, principle, and maybe even exasperation to constrain the president when he goes too far. Does your colleague have a fair assessment of your vote with those words?
No, I don't think that's fair, and I'm not about to let Chuck Schumer characterize why I'm doing what I'm doing. I think I just did that really well with you. You know, there were two votes this week, for instance, maybe three. There was a vote on Yemen, where a majority of the Senate actually voted to discontinue what we're doing in Yemen. I voted with the president on that. That was the day before. And, you know, a number of Republicans had a different view of that. I'm not critical of anybody else's vote, but the only vote I get to decide how to cast it is mine. And, you know, the Constitution matters. I think the president understands, even if he doesn't agree, why I voted the way I did. And we'll let the court sort this out.
Yeah, I think the key thing that people need to understand here is that the vote for the national emergency, people who voted against that are not inherently opposed to border security. It's a separate issue.
Absolutely. And I have said literally thousands of times over the last 10 years that the first thing we have to do to solve these immigration problems is to secure the border. And I've said hundreds of times that the best person to actually do that first step and then convince people that that's where we are is the president, because he is so committed to it. We want to continue. One of the things I've been working with them over the last 6 weeks since this came up has been, look, there's another way to do this, some of which I just went through with you, that will give you more money than we can spend in this first term, and let's run the second term on, as you are anyway, on finishing the wall. Mm-hmm. The wall, the border security is a legitimate expectation of the federal government, but there's a way to do it, and there's a way that I think, creates future problems. Because I agree with this president doesn't mean I'd agree with the next one.
Yeah.
And so that's where I am. Like I said, if I would have voted differently, there would have been 11 senators. If five of us would have voted differently, there would have been there would have been seven senators. That took four. I thought it was important to express my view on this, as I shared it with the president. The Congress still matters. We all got very excited and upset when President Obama talked about the phone and the pen. National emergency is about as big a use of the pen as you can possibly use, and we were all outraged when President Obama tried to spend non-appropriated money for Obamacare on Obamacare. I was part of a fight every year to actually put in the appropriations bill that he couldn't do that. I joined the House of Representatives and supported their efforts to go to court. We took the President Obama to court on the basis that you can't spend money differently than it's appropriated, even though you've said you're about to. So it's not a new fight. It's just a fight that it looks different if you're on the side of it that you agree with what's trying to be done.
Well, Senator Roy Blunt, we appreciate you defending your vote here today and at least having that opportunity to speak with you so you can explain the vote, I think, is a very important part of the process, and we value the time you gave us today.
Hey, Annie, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks for what you do every day, and look forward to seeing you before too long.
Yes, absolutely. Senator Roy Blunt, appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.